The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. It is August 15, 2022, and it's Monday, which means we get my guy from the West Coast there, my old state of California, my good friend Ron McDonald. Are you with me, Ron?
Yes, I am, Steve. I heard you're not doing so good today, huh?
You know, when somebody comes over to do some work at your house and they break your main water line, and my wife comes around the corner and says, we have very little water right now. And I know the guys are outside working, digging. And I go, they must have hit a pipe. And I walk out, and there's a big gusher. And they're going, we got a problem here.
I hope you took advantage and put your bathing suit on.
Yeah, exactly. We could run back and forth through it. Yeah, just like when we were kids. That's great. Good idea, Ron. I didn't think about that.
I'm sure it's the last thing on your mind at that point.
No, I was like, I didn't need this. I've got other stuff to do. Now I got to repair this. And I don't know. Were they responsible enough to that? Do they have to repair this when they do this damage? I don't know. They said, well, be really careful. I said, okay, be real careful. And so I quickly shut the water off. I dig around, cut the pipes out, and do everything right and glue it all back and put new pipe in. It's all done now. And as you said, it's a life experience. You learn something. I said, I've done this before. I just didn't want to do it. I have so many other things I need to be doing. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right, Ron?
Right. And your life is filled with meaningless events. I mean, just enjoy them.
All right. Well, hey, you came in on it. We're talking about the Mar-a-Lago Trump raid here. We're digging into some of the stuff. I got some information to share. But we got a few calls. Let's go back and talk to the callers here. Dan in Washington, you're on the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to, you know, I'm not going to say I know what's going on, definitely. I think it's frustrating that we have to sit here and wonder what's going on, you know. But, you know, remember Trump nominated this Christopher Wray as head of the FBI.
Yep, so, that's true.
You know, and a lot of people speculate that the Never Trump movement was basically fake. That basically these people know that they're hated by the American public. So, you know, if Bill Kristol or someone comes out and attack Trump, they knew that people would support Trump. So they kind of did that on purpose. So this could all be a thing, like you're saying, to get the Trump base real motivated to get him in there. I guess we'll find out, you know, or they charge him with a felony and, you know, get
well,
rid of
him. I think a big part of it, throwing the theater in of having your mainstream media there to film the event of the raid. I mean, none of this makes sense. It appeared to be all political theater, and your FBI has been weaponized, right. But why? Why 35 agents roll out of a Ryder truck, full riot gear with ammunition and guns and all that stuff to storm the castle here when Donald Trump's not there, and they know Donald Trump's not there, going in, telling the attorney who evidently was there, tipped off that something's going to happen, you're going to be served with a subpoena. Can I see the subpoena? No, you cannot. Stand back. holding the subpoena up 10 feet away that you can't even read it. What are you looking for? Well, it's right here. I can't read it. Stay where you are. Stay right where you are. And then asking the security cameras to be turned off at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, how much more crooked can you get by telling people to turn off your security cameras? What are you planning on doing that you want me to turn off the security cameras? What, are you going to plant some evidence here? Are you going to plant something? Thank God the staff for Donald Trump did not turn off the security cameras. But that's a tip-off right away that something is going down, and it's very nefarious. Something was going. They're going to set him up in some way. They're going to throw something down. I remember back in the day, I actually knew a guy that talked about, and he was at the time 80s. He was talking about when he was a young man in his 20s, that, you know, law enforcement, if they shot somebody sometimes, and I go, well, you know, I shouldn't have shot him, but I shot him and killed him, and now I need to make some excuse up. So they take a little knife out, stick themselves in a non-vital area in the arm, put the wipe it off a little bit, put it in the dead man's hands, and said he had a knife. He came at me, stabbed me in the shoulder. Justified to use lethal force and kill this man. I look at this. I don't think this has changed much. I still think we have a very corrupt FBI. And the very idea of saying, turn off your security cameras, tells me they're going to plant some evidence to try to implicate Donald Trump to some kind of felony to disqualify him for the 2024 election. There's no other reason to ask for turning those cameras off. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, a search warrant to search the premises, a search warrant always usually happens if there's probable cause that the person that you, I believe, or accusing of has evidence that can be destroyed or something, or ruined or whatever, destroyed. That's the reason you have a raid, so the evidence is secured, it's not destroyed.
Right.
But if Donald Trump is in New Jersey at the time, and they knew he was in New Jersey, then everything else was theater. There was no urgency to rush the gates. No urgency in this. He was cooperative all the way with the FBI and the Department of Justice. There was no urgency for any of this stuff. He would have said, okay, sure, not a problem. What are you looking for? Okay, you got a search warrant? Okay, it's all legal-like. Here's where you go.
The search warrant has to be specific. It has to name the actual items.
Exactly. That's where I'm going with it. The search warrant has to list what you were actually looking for, and you can't look if it's the size of a bread box, you can't look outside and look at things that are bigger than a bread box. Now, I have no clue of why they thought it was okay to, first of all, spend 9.5 hours at the Trump residency there, but to rummage through Melania Trump's personal wardrobe. I mean, we're talking about a J. Edgar Hoover, good old-fashioned college panty raid, it sounds like here. There was nothing there of vital interest to what they were looking for documents. So why were they there, and why did they get away with that, Ron? Why?
Well, you know, to me, there's just something that's not making sense here. I know the FBI would have already known that would have been a dishonorable action for them to go into Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
And the people would be dead set against that. So why would they weigh that and say they were going to go in there anyway and search for something that Donald Trump's been cooperative over the months. Right. So there's something just not making sense with this.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't make sense. Why, if you're looking for documents, why are you looking in her panty drawer, her bra drawer? Why
right,
are you
doing? Right.
Well, I got a funny...
It's like it was a false flag purposely just to get the people to rile up.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling that they're actually going to put her panties on eBay and see, you know, get a little bit of money for the FBI here. This is how they get their money, you know, behind closed doors here. And let me check here. I'm checking my eBay account to see how my bid's doing. I've got 10 more days on those Melania Trump panties. So this is going to be a knuckle biter. I don't know if I'm going to win. But, you know, this is so uncalled for. This is unprecedented. This searching of a president's residency as if he were public enemy number one, especially since he's cooperative. This is going to backfire huge. If they thought they're going to sever the Trump base and the financiers of Donald Trump, they've probably reinvigorated these people to be stronger than ever. I theorized, Ron, that if they cannot saddle Donald Trump with something, a felony to disqualify him for 2024, my prediction is they will seek deep state and there will be assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Oh, that's a possibility. I'm surprised that he hasn't been taken out so far.
Yeah, I am too.
Because of the threat he has against the deep state. But, and again, I have to say, what evidence could they have gathered that hasn't already been supplied to them, right, to the FBI? It's like, my gut says it's to rile the people.
They're going to get riled.
I'll say this and I'll get off and let other callers get on. I guess that's the thing. They're either going to kill him, charge him with something, or this could all be staged by his buddy Christopher Wray to get the people riled up, and then they boost them through the election. I guess we'll find out. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to say I know. So, have a good day, guys. Thanks.
All right. You got it. You know, also bringing in the FBI, and they brought in Mr. Fingers. You know who Mr. Fingers is, don't you?
The safe...
Yeah, he's the safe cracker. They bring in Mr. Yeah. Fingers here. This is like major mafia stuff. And, you know, he gets his little stethoscope on. He's trying to figure out the tumblers there. So this kind of reminded me. That's too bad we didn't have the mainstream media in there filming this. It could have did a little flashback. Reminded me of when Geraldo Rivera had the cameras on him, and they were going about ready to open up the vault for Al Capone, and we are all waiting in suspension. Oh my God, is it, what's going to be in the vault for Al Capone? And they open it up, and there's nothing there. And that's exactly what happened here too. There was nothing there. As far as I understand, there was nothing in the safe.
Do you consider Donald Trump a credible human being? One that would not hide information in Mar-a-Lago, knowing he has an ongoing investigation?
I don't think it would. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, because now the liberals, there's been a suggestion that maybe he hid the precious documents in his dead wife's casket.
Yes.
I mean, she was cremated.
Yes.
Now they want to exhume the casket to see if the documents are in the casket.
Why not?
Yeah, it doesn't get any more crazier than that, the libtards. Let's go back to the phone and let's talk to Mike in Kentucky. Welcome, Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot of things here that we could be being distracted from, but I won't get into that. But this political theater makes a great distraction. However, Executive Order 13,526, Section 1.7, has never been countermanded, as far as I've been able to find. And it basically says it's not lawful to reclassify or classify in the first place documents that would cover up a crime, illegality, abuse of any form, fraud, corruption, waste, or embarrassment, and a number of other things. So that's according to William Binney, high-level national security intelligence official who, left in 2001, resigned or whatever, and blew the whistle and got himself in trouble for supposedly having classified documents. And as luck would have it, Larry Klayman had somebody, a detective or whatever, looking into it and found out that the documents that they were charging William Binney with for being classified had been declassified. So if this really does show crimes, as some people are saying, that was committed either by the FBI or Obama administration or whoever, it was illegal to classify those documents in the first place. It would be also illegal to reclassify them if Donald Trump did declassify them. So
Exactly.
So you can't reclassify something if it's evidence of a crime. And,
exactly.
And that's what we're being told, is it not, that the reason he declassified this stuff is it was revealing the crimes that they did with the Russiagate or whatever.
Right.
The other thing that I'm hearing today from CBS, if you can trust CBS, is that they confiscated passports. They didn't say the report, did not say whose passports.
Yeah, mentioned that. Three of them. I don't know. One was expired. I have no idea why somebody has three passports. I have one. But that was about 3 hours ago. Passports, Donald Trump says three of his passports were taken away as if he was a flight risk.
Well,
again, theater.
Okay, we've got a show on RBN in the Sunday afternoon time slot, and the guy's been on here different times, Roger Sales. Mm-hmm. So Trump could have had a diplomatic status with a foreign country, and so that could be one of his passports, but you can apparently get a passport as a U.S. national and as a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. But why would he be allowed to have that many? I don't know. But if they were all three his, one of them expired, of course, you can claim to have lost a passport and get a replacement just like you can a driver license. And then, ooh, I found it, and you have a duplicate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can count on when you go through somewhere, somebody not checking to see the expiration date and just stamping and let you go through. But that's one of the first things they do to try to keep you from leaving the country is to confiscate or make you turn in your passports.
Right.
How would they have known that it was in his safe or in that residence unless they have the ability to scan for those stupid RFID chips that are in the stupid things for the last so many years? When they came out with those, there was a guy that did a very famous video, if you can't find, on YouTube, probably. I just looked for it a few months ago. But he used a minivan, and he used a thing called a matrix antenna. It's the same type of thing they use to scan the inventory that comes in off the trucks at Malwart. And they could scan up to 9 feet away and find those. Wow. And that's just a over-the-shelf technology. So what does the government have? Can they scan a house and find passports or RFID badges, credit cards and stuff inside the house? I have to wonder if they don't have some of those in the currency now, the Hitachi Mu chips. When they changed the currency the last time, Atlanta Journal-Constitution said other security features, and they wouldn't say what they are. But the only thing that a lot of people said was that must mean an RFID chip. I started looking in the $50 bills, and it took me about 3 years to find what I think is a Hitachi Mu chip. It's the exact same size in the 50 as the windows on the Capitol building and the Union on the flags. So it's very hard to spot because of the size of it. It's like 0.5 or 0.05 millimeter square. It looks like a little fleck of plastic. And it took me quite a while to find those. I just kept getting paychecks, or any time I could, I would always get a 50 and start looking in there. What I think they did was each sheet that prints those, as an additional security feature, it has one of those Hitachi Mu chips in there, because that paper that they print the currency on is a key to counterfeiting. You have to have that specific paper if you want to make a really good deep, well, they call them super notes. There were the super notes that came out for a while. So I think, you know, how far away can those be scanned? If you think you've got a stash of cash in your basement inside of it probably needs to be in some kind of a grounded Faraday box to make sure that it can't be scanned from wherever, space or whatever it is. It's been rumored for 25 years they put some kind of radioactive isotope so they could spot a bundle of cash from space. I don't know. It's hard to know. By the time we find out about stuff, they've been doing it 30 years. So what are we being distracted from? I have to wonder if we're being distracted from a potential food apocalypse that occurred starting in 2019 with the bomb cyclones. And have we ever made up for that nearly 12 billion bushels in grain that got destroyed between China and the United States? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it. We got four more in the loop that we need to catch up. Mike, we're going to skip this next break here, so let's catch up with the calls here. Let's go out to Steve in New Mexico. Welcome, Steve.
Steve. Oh, Tom. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Yeah, you were talking about Rick Miles on True News.
Yeah, yeah.
And I decided to look it up, and I come across one part, and it said, Jared Kushner most likely in Mar-a-Lago mold behind the FBI raid. And Mary Trump had mentioned that Kushner has been quiet for several months, so... You know, I wouldn't doubt this guy the mold. When I first saw him, I said, come into the White House, and I said to my friend, I said, who's this squirrely-looking dude?
Mm-hmm.
So, And I know a lot of things that come out about him and Trump's daughter and stuff. So,
yeah.
I caught your show last night, and Keith Richards was on there towards the
Keith
end.
Rogers. So Keith think, Rogers.
Or Keith, Keith yeah, Rogers. Keith Rogers. Yeah, excuse me. And
he'd like to have the money of Keith Richards, I think.
Yeah, really. No kidding. Yeah, because I know you were talking about them using...
Yeah, we talked last night. We talked about an operation called Blackjack. I mentioned that last night. It appears that a false flag is going to take place. Ukraine drones are going to use a biological weapon, spray the Donbass, kind of an ethnic cleansing here, kill a lot of people off, and they're going to point the finger of blame to Russia. That's coming from the Russia Defense Ministry has intercepted some information. So we'll be watching that closely to see if this happens in the Donbass.
I was going to say Russia and their government. They'll set up something to counteract them more than likely. I don't know what, you know, I'm sorry, but Putin and the whole government and the people just say, oh, let's go in, take care of business, let's clean the country out, and let's get it over with. Because this is really getting out of hand. So they need to do something and get all this over with. Yeah. But, and then you said that they were going to try something here as well, right? To bring in martial law?
You know, they're looking for an excuse. I think the double fold on that, as far as, you know, reclassifying a declassified to saddle Trump with that. They want to stir up the base of Donald Trump. I think they want another January 6th crisis. I think they're looking for another crisis to blame on MAGA people to say that, look, Donald Trump did it again. Another insurrection. Yeah. He's trying to take down the government, take down the FBI. They're looking for something here. They have nothing. I mean, they've come belly up every time.
Oh, I know.
Taking on Donald Trump. Yeah, so they're getting a little desperate now. They're getting very desperate.
No kidding. And I have to basically agree with Gerald Celente that we have a criminal syndicate up there.
Yes,
that's
we do.
That's all they are.
Yep.
And it's too bad, but hopefully we can get to clear it out somehow too. So you all have a good day and be careful. Sorry about your water pipe. I know I've done the same thing myself.
I didn't do it. They did it. I fixed it.
They did it. I know. But I did it, and oh, man, did I ever get drenched when I hit that pipe. So, all righty. Y'all take care.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's go back to the phones and talk to let's talk to Charlie in Florida. Welcome, Charlie.
Hey, Steve. I'm just calling in a couple of things here I wanted to throw out. I think that this raid thing had to do with a lot of all those things. I think Rick Wiles' idea about the Operation Hurricane, I think that's probably was there. I think that the reason they picked out this prosecutor, or this judge, rather, is because of he had connections to,
Epstein.
Epstein and all that, and I think that ties into it. They may have been looking, he may have been looking for stuff, you know, because that would have tied him to the Ukraine or something like that. I think that there is, because, you know, that's there's a lot of connections between Epstein, Ukraine, and that Ghislaine Maxwell, right? So there's that. There's Zelensky would fit into that, you know. Remember Trump called Zelensky when he first got elected and talked to him about, you know, giving him information about what the Bidens and stuff were up to over there, right?
Right,
you know, that might have been tied into it. I think there's a whole wide breach of things here that they were looking for, probably.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's interesting.
Why they didn't show the search war, because they had so many things on there they couldn't possibly put it in there, you know?
You know, so I've always wondered, whatever happened to Tony Bobulinski? Whatever happened to that guy? Ever hear about Tony Bobulinski?
Yeah. Now,
he was the guy that kind of came out and talked about the China, Beijing connection to the Biden family, you know, and he was the one that kind of spilled the beans. I don't know. Is he still even alive? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard that he was hiding somewhere, but he's probably dead. I heard he went to some country. I can't remember where it was, but he's probably dead. It might have even been the Ukraine. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, it was interesting, a term that I was not familiar with. Ron, you could probably go into this a little bit. The term is plausible deniability.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What's to say? I mean, if you have no knowledge of something, you have plausible deniability. And, you know, considering Trump involved in this, you know, there has to be a reason that says that anything that was not unclassified by Donald Trump is presumed to be unclassified by Donald Trump. So he does have plausible deniability involved in this. Does that make sense to you, Steve?
I mean, yeah, it does. It does. But it also said around the time that he was thinking about who he was going to pardon at the end of his presidency, he was also looking at documents to keep classified and to declassify. So under the oversight of the Department of Justice and the FBI, I assume, it is agreed upon at the end of the presidency what is going to remain classified and what is declassified. Now, there was an operation we talked about called Operation Crossfire Hurricane,
right?
Which showed it was a government counterintelligence operation to try to implicate Russia and a collusion between Trump and Russia to rig the 2016 election. Well, they got caught. FBI got caught. Very shameful thing they did, their counterintelligence. This is what I was talking about at the very beginning of the show. I talked about Merrick Garland, who's the U.S. Attorney General. He was talking on TV, talking about the rule of law is the core, Ron, is the core of the FBI. We're supposed to forget about Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, the Steele dossier. We're supposed to forget about Hunter Biden and his laptop and that corruption there. We're supposed to forget about 33,000 emails that were deleted by Hillary Clinton, smashed Blackberries, smashed hard drives, scrubbed disks. We're supposed to forget all about this. And he's telling me that the rule of law is the core of the FBI. How laughable is that?
You know, Steve, when Trump was in office, what was it that prevented him from actually going after Hillary Clinton?
I think it's the Black Book. When she was Secretary of State, she mentioned, if I go down, after she got out, if I go down, you all go down. Now, that's somebody who's got the goods on a lot of people.
Right.
And I think at this point, this Black Book is her keep safe, whatever, to say that you can't touch me. You can't touch me. If you come after me, I'm going to take you all down. She has so much good information probably in that little Black Book that we would probably see the collapse of our government. There would be no confidence in our government. My guess is, and I had a theory on this, I would not be surprised if she is entitled, she has the evidence to show that the JFK assassination was an inside job and that our own intelligence took out our own president. I would not be surprised if she has that kind of information to take down this government.
Yeah, I have no doubt of that. I mean, she is untouchable and has been untouchable.
Yeah. You got the Teflon Don and Mafia, and you got the polyester princess here. She's untouchable.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's keeping her out of trouble. She's untouchable. You can file all you want. You can do whatever you want. And they laugh because they know they hold the key cards and that nobody's going to touch this woman. Nobody's going to touch Bill. Nobody's touching her. She's untouchable.
Is there
hey, Charlie, still on? Can I make another comment, please?
Yeah, make a comment. We got two more behind you, though. Got to catch up.
Okay, yeah. On your show last night where that gentleman was on and they were talking about what was going on over there in Ukraine with those labs, right? And all that stuff.
45 bio labs, right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Charlie, we're going to go to a quick break here. Charlie, hang on with me. We'll come back in 3 minutes and we'll take off right then. Okay? Hold on.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Boy, is that appropriate bumper music for Donald Trump and this Operation Crossfire Hurricane? Yeah, somebody's always watching me. Definitely bugging his towers, his offices. The FBI got caught red-handed with their operation here, but they want to scrub that. You're not supposed to remember all this stuff. Let's go back to Charlie in Florida. Charlie, you're still there?
Yes, sir. Okay. As I was saying about his report last night, he was talking about the labs and stuff over there, and he was saying that it was Russians that were responsible for. But these were Russian oligarchs that had been kicked out of the country by Putin, and who most likely went into Israel right after they got kicked out, right before the Ukrainian, right about the time when the Ukrainian war started. So yeah, it was Russians, but these were Russians that Putin had kicked out of the country. So I just wanted to clarify that so that people didn't get the wrong idea thinking that, Putin is behind the whole, situation, or the Russians were behind it. They aren't. Sure. These were Russian oligarchs that Putin had kicked out of the country that are behind it. Yeah. Also, I wanted to real quickly just touch and add on to what's been said. let's not forget, unless I'm mistaken, it's been a while, my memory, okay, isn't as good as it used to be, but didn't Hillary, wasn't there information that Hillary Clinton had started Crossfire Hurricane from coming from out of Ukraine with a Ukrainian source?
Well, okay. I definitely, well, she ties in with the Russiagate, these Russian collusion, all these things here. So I would assume they're all intertwined. They come together. She's definitely, she was behind the Russiagate here. The Steele dossier, all these things, the FISA warrants, everything was all pretty much between Obama and Hillary Clinton on that. Yeah, she's dirty. She's very dirty.
Yeah, but Hunter Biden and all that stuff, it all ties in there. So anyway, there's a lot going on here. We're not seeing the whole picture. You know what I'm saying? All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I think sometimes some of those puzzles or pieces of the puzzle are kind of put out of place there that you can't just put them together. It's yeah, they do that on purpose. The missing pieces of the puzzle, that's where we have to start thinking, use our own perspective here of piecing that puzzle together with those pieces that are missing. And again, she's untouchable. Ron, you agree? Hillary's untouchable.
Yes.
And it's the sad part. That's the sad part about the situation here. You have corruption that is protected, protecting the corruption of Hillary Clinton. And she has got the goods. She's got the goods on this country, this government. And she will never see a day in prison. That's that was a good little quote, a little line from Donald Trump. I want to see her in prison. But that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dave in Massachusetts. Welcome, Dave.
Oh, hi, Steve. Hey, Hillary is Bill Clinton. Hillary is Bill Clinton's comorbidity. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hey, but that, I'll tell you, Steve. Up here in Boston, we're very, very familiar with the sinister, sordid, evil FBI, and I'm talking about the Whitey Bulger, Whitey Bulger, crime family, the Winter Hill Gang, organized crime thrived up here in Boston under the direct supervision of the FBI. In fact, one of Whitey Bulger's handler was John Zip Connolly, that just got out of prison down in Florida maybe about 2 years ago or something. He had terminal cancer, so they released him, John Zip Connolly. But I'll tell you who's an expert on all the corruption of the FBI office in Boston and Boston organized crime is a popular talk show host up here, and he's written many books about the gangsters in and out of government, you know. And his name is Howie Carr. He has a website. He has a talk show every day, every afternoon. And his website is HowieCarrShow.com. And Carr is spelled with two R's. Howie, all one word here. HowieCarrShow.com. And this John Zip Connolly, who was incarcerated in Florida, he was Whitey Bulger's handler. He used to inform him about other informants. They railroaded this FBI office. They were trying to gain the ascendancy for the Irish mafia over the Italian mafia. These Irish gangsters in the government were trying to put the gangsters like Whitey Bulger and everything. They wanted to supplant the Italian mafia, make the Irish mafia more powerful, and they have to put the Italian mafia out of business and replace it with the Irish mafia. But they used to frame the Italian guys. About four men. One was Peter Lamont. He did about 33 years in prison, and the FBI framed him and knew he was innocent for it. They used to frame these Irish gangsters, they would be killing, murdering people and everything. And then the FBI would frame these Italian men for the murders and everything. But if you want to find out all about it, as I say, HowieCarrShow.com. Yeah. On his website, I think he advertises all his books. He's an expert on, but it's wicked. Just absolutely wicked. In other words, the FBI actually supervised organized crime in Boston and caused organized crime to thrive like it's never thrived before. And then And then they made a deal with Whitey Bulger to put him in the witness protection program. They knew where he was the whole time, that supposedly he was on the lam. And he was trying to bring this up in court, that the government was reneging, that promised him protection because he was in the witness protection program and everything. But anyway, they put him in prison, and then they transferred him to a prison where the next day, within a day or two, he was murdered in the prison that they transferred him to. And I guess it was quite gruesome. They cut his tongue out and everything else. But the most corrupt FBI agent, the one that got most of the blame and everything, was John Zip mm-hmm. Connolly. He was Whitey Bulger's FBI handler.
Hey Dave, I gotta get going here. I got more people lined up. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thanks again. And we'll go back to the phones. Let's talk to Marcus in Idaho. Welcome, Marcus.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got a speculation for you. It's about Dominion voting machines.
Okay. You're not gonna attack Kenny G again, are you?
Excuse me?
You're not going to attack Kenny G again with the Bohemian Grove, are you, again?
Kenny G is long past my...
Okay, let's move on to something else. What else you got on your plate there? Tell me what you want. What you got?
Okay, so Dominion voting machines was acquired by Staples Street back in 2018. Staples Street is a company based in New York, which is a management equity firm. And they created the management. What I am speculating that this Staple Street is a CIA black site that has acquired our Dominion voting machines and ownership upon the, it's kind of like the security policy or the, your insurance policy against American voting. So when they acquired that in 2018, they were able to determine what it would do in the future. This is something that I think could be very big. It's totally speculation on my part. However, State Street, finding out about State Street on the internet is almost an impossible thing because there's only a couple blurbs. They're definitely a quiet thing. You can find much more information about BlackRock and these other organizations. State Street is a very quiet organization. I think it's CIA.
Marcus, is that just a gut feeling on your part?
Well, when you consider that Dominion is asking for $1.6 billion from Fox News for their coverage for that, why would they be asking for such a large number if they weren't a CIA conglomerate? That's what sparked my interest in the whole issue. Why would they need such a large sum of money, other than it's a CIA operation which is going across the nation, Canada, and other nations too? Putting them in jeopardy.
That's quite a sum of money there, and you may be onto something. That's a possibility, because we know the CIA makes a lot of their money, dark money, through illegal action, and to fund their black site, their black site operations, across the globe here. It costs a lot of money to bring a coup together to overthrow and topple a government. And you certainly can't get that money from Congress. It's illegal to do so. Again, like I started the show off talking about, the CIA and the FBI are not beholden to the rule of law. They're outside the rule of law, and they were created for that purpose, to go outside the rule of law. So when Merrick Garland talks about that the rule of law is the core of the FBI, the guy is full of it. It's just the opposite.
Right.
Ronald McDonald?
2018 is a perfect timing for these individuals to be able to, Slate Street, to be able to acquire Dominion voting machines, which they'd already had a stake in, but they decided to become them and put their management in charge of them at that time. And that gives them 2 years to make sure that the election does not happen in favor of Donald Trump.
Yeah. All right. Good theory. Appreciate the call, Marcus. Thanks for the call. Ron, I've never found an answer to this question. Nobody's ever really answered it. I've asked it a million times. I've never seen anybody in the mainstream media ask it. But why are our servers for a U.S. national election, a presidential election, why are they in another country, in Frankfurt, Germany? Why would that be?
You know, it makes no sense, does it?
It does not.
It makes absolutely no sense.
No sense.
And
other than it was with corruption in mind to change things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. I can't find anybody to even ask that question. To me, it makes no sense. And I think the night I was doing the show with John, actually, Ron, and I think Don Campbell was joining us, we did 6 hours, and we were watching the election. And I remember John and I talking. We were looking at the numbers coming in for each state, and we were giving the totals. Okay, this state now goes for Donald Trump. This one went for Biden. And we saw right around 7:30, I believe, 7:30 p.m., we saw the flip. Where Trump was way ahead, and now it was the inverse, that Donald Trump was behind, and Biden was way up on Pennsylvania. I believe it was Pennsylvania, which I knew right away because Donald Trump had Pennsylvania. He just had two big rallies there, like a rock star. He had major, major good turnouts for his election campaign. So I knew there was something hokey pokey and fishy there. But I started thinking about it when I found out, Ron, that the servers for the election were located in Frankfurt, Germany. It all made sense for me because at the time I was living in California, there's an 8-hour difference between California and Frankfurt time. So I was thinking that the flip should have happened, the stealing of the election through the computer using Dominion and Smartmatic. If it were going to happen, it should happen in our early morning sleeping hours. These idiots were not very good criminals. They flipped it in their early morning hours, which were still our wake-up hours, and we got to watch it in real time, the flip of the election, because of the time difference between, which was 8 hours. So idiots flipped it in their early morning hours, but it was still our
major issue is that they were hooked up to the internet.
Yes, that also.
I mean, they could have been hacked at any point. Yeah. Being hooked up to the internet.
Oh, the thing was built with fraud in mind, no doubt about it. And I'll say that Democrats have benefited from it, and so Republicans in the past have benefited from these election abnormalities here. This thing was built with fraud in mind.
Yes.
It was built with fraud in mind. Because if you really want to make it secure, I mean, how many times do we hear about, I mean, one time I can remember the Pentagon actually getting hacked, their computers actually got hacked from some kid wanting to find out if aliens really existed in Roswell. And he actually got in. He actually got in the computers, and he found information, and they threatened him with prison forever and ever. You got to keep your mouth shut or else. And so evidently he found some information which may have clarified there was something in Roswell that the government was hiding. So it is possible, but the Pentagon probably has the best security. Very, very hard to crack their security codes to get in their computers.
Well, it had no control over anything flying over it in 2011.
Exactly. Yeah. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Open lines right now. Last call from Marcus last week. Ron, we had an issue about Kenny G being part of Bohemian Grove.
Kenny G, the musician?
Yeah. Marcus had an idea that he flies in, does a concert at Rodney Strong Vineyards, then gets in a limo, I guess, and goes over to Bohemian Grove to get inside. Maybe he's the entertainment for Bohemian Grove. I don't know. But, I don't think he gets access to Bohemian Grove. My guess, he doesn't.
Yeah, probably not. It's a politician area.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the raid a little bit here. Looking at other raids, Republicans, I don't think Democrats ever get raided, but looking at these tip-offs, the mainstream media is always getting tipped off to get the theater of it, you know, get the excitement running. And Roger Stone had a big one. And they came, of course, put him in handcuffs and took him out in the middle of the night. I think he was in his PJs still, too. That's pretty sad. To be in your PJs, you can't even get dressed, put the cuffs on you, march you out, and then CNN is right there to get the picture of you coming out in your little striped PJs. You got D'Souza Dinesh, who was the documentary director of 2000 Mules. Evidently, they raided this guy. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, they raided this guy, too, and he's just a truth warrior for independent media. Went after him. Steve Bannon a couple of weeks ago, doing his show, The War Room, on Real America's Voice, and then now Donald Trump. I think I see a pattern here, Ron.
You know, one of the things that was interesting on the search warrant, Roger Stone shows up on that. The information.
Oh, does he?
Yes, does he? Does.
Huh.
So what do they want with that information?
I don't know. What about this new politician named Scott? FBI agents, three of them, stop him and take his cell phone.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't know. Is there a search warrant here? Do you have probable cause? I'm not turning this over until there's the, you know, you do it by legit means here. I just don't hand over my cell phone to anybody.
See, I didn't even see anything about a search warrant for that cell phone.
No, I didn't either. I guess the FBI doesn't have to. If they think you might destroy it or something, they catch you by surprise. The element of surprise here, we want the phone now. And he just readily just gave it up.
I know.
Okay, here it is.
I would have asked for the search warrant. Wouldn't you?
Exactly. We have a thing called proper due process here. And you show me a search warrant signed by a credible judge here, a magistrate, I'll be happy to comply and give you what you want. But you're not getting it without a search warrant.
Right. And specifically, what are you looking for on the search?
What are you looking for? What do you want? What are you looking for? Yeah. Agreed. A couple more calls coming in here. We'll get before the show ends. Pat in Fort Worth, welcome to the show.
Hi. I don't know what I called. Oh, okay. I called about this. I'm sorry.
I turn your radio down, Pat.
I don't have a radio. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But anyway, I want. I didn't know
TV.
I had a radio. I have no idea what it is. But anyway, can you hear me if I talk over it?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking.
All right. There's a theory that Donald Trump has never turned over the football to Joe Biden. We have one NBC that'll tell the truth around here sometimes, and they have something that keeps showing the football being carried on Marine One when he left in 21, January 20th. And then they have this red article. It says something like, they have to see that Donald Trump doesn't have any access to nuclear things by 2024. All right, I got to go. I got to figure out a radio. I didn't know I had. Bye.
Yeah, I do. I think the... it must be the feds listening to you. I don't know. Interesting. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Sherry in Kansas. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, guys. John Moore's regular Monday guest this morning, Sam Andrews, he had a couple of interesting things to say, and he's been around the block quite a bit. He said that originally the FBI was formed around World War One. To harass people that didn't want the United States going into World War One, which I found interesting. That's not what it says in my Funk and Wagnalls encyclopedia.
Funk and Wagner would not lie to you there,
yeah.
Sherry. You know.
And this is an old one. It's like a 1962 edition. But other thing he said was that Democrats weaponized the IRS against people is that they use it to go against Republican donors and send them a thing that says, you owe this much money. And they do it before an election so that they money they might have contributed to, campaigns, they hold that back because they don't know if they're going to be paying an IRS bill. And they discredit them, which I thought was interesting. I never thought of that aspect. So, but anyway, that's all I had.
So, all right.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Bye.
Yep. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, the IRS has been used to play against Republicans. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely when Obama had weaponized them, weaponized the IRS to go after political opposition groups, churches, anybody who would question the policies of Obama. Yeah, he weaponized the IRS. Even more so now. Ron, what do you think about this Biden thing with 87,000 new hires in the IRS, and they're all going to be armed? Carrying guns.
Apparently there's you have to make over $400,000 a year to be approached by one of them.
No, they've changed that. It's under $400,000 now.
Oh, geez.
Which means we're pretty much all under that radar there to be looked at.
Right.
The
last I heard was 1.5 million people.
Yeah.
Made that $400,000 mark. And that would mean that out of 87,000 agents, it would be 20 citizens per agent to hassle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the description for the position was interesting about adventurous, something with adventure, participate in adventure or something like that, and also being willing to use deadly force. Are we going to see IRS agents now that are packing a Glock here with body cameras now, Ron?
That's it. I mean, that's it. Blow them away. I mean,
Dirty Harry here. Go ahead. Yeah. Show me your taxes.
The American citizens have got to have to wake up sooner or later as soon as their numbers start dwindling.
You
have someone like the IRS coming after you.
Oh, I totally agree. I think we had Sherry. She's gone. Sherry's gone. Never mind. Sorry about that. Updates here. 512. We're almost toward the end of the show. Forget that. It's not going to happen. A little bit of humor here, Ron. I don't know if you saw this, and I thought it was a joke at first, but we don't have them out here, but you have them in California. World Market. You've seen World Market, right?
Yeah.
Well, World Market is now coming out. It's going to be a new hot Christmas gift this Christmas. A new action doll being marketed by World Market, a Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg action doll. And I am not kidding you. It looks like her. It's got the robe and all. And I understand in the works, a Supreme Court action doll for Joseph Scalia. Now, it comes with a miniature Mike Lindell pillow and a death certificate that says he died of natural causes. Thanks for your calls tonight. Appreciate them. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again. Good night. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
The IRS will soon have more armed agents than the country has active duty Marines. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The militarization of the federal government should be a red flag. Back in 2015, the Department of Justice reported that there were 40 federal agencies with more than 100,000 officers authorized to carry guns. So while the federal government is making it more difficult for you to buy firearms and trying to restrict what types of firearms you are allowed to buy, they are arming themselves, including the Department of Education, which bought firearms as far back as 2010. I thought schools were gun-free zones. So why does the Department of Education need guns? Ask yourself one question. When in history has a government become more militant while disarming their citizens? find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Zivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.